So it is a welcome moment when there's cross-party support for an initiative such as this. And for civil society and the members of the public who have gotten behind this bill and pushed hard and consistently over the last 2 years on this issue, this is a moment to be celebrated. For the global divestment movement that has been shining an essential light on the contradictions of investing in the prolonged and expansion of an industry whose business plans are in direct contradiction with the hard-won goals set out in the Paris Agreement, our last chance of avoiding catastrophic climate change, it is also a moment to be celebrated. If passed through the Shannon, this bill will make Ireland the first country to commit to divest from global fossil fuel industry. But I feel this very strongly, this is not a moment for celebration in the Dáil. Rather, it is a moment to stop and seriously consider the role we are playing in the global effort on climate change. With this bill, we are leading the way on state-level divestment from fossil fuels, but we are lagging seriously behind our most basic national, EU and global-level commitments. The cross-party support for this bill shows that significant change is possible where there is political will. Yet so far we have not shown that the political will needed to take the big and small decisions that are needed to unlock the change, and this has to change. In closing, I'd like to step back and recall how this bill came to be. About 2 years ago, Tokra approached me. They shared their deep concerns with regard to the direction climate change is taking globally and particularly in Ireland. And the impacts of climate change today are already at crisis levels, a human tragedy unfolding against a background of continued political inertia. Let us be very clear, people are dying today as a direct result of climate change through the increasingly frequent and intense disasters, through increased hunger, increased water scarcity, and significantly more will die or will be forced into displacement if there is not a radical change in direction. Let this be a moment where we commit to get serious. Let us show that the Irish public and the international community that we are ready to think and act beyond narrow, short-term vested interests, and will take the opportunities that lie ahead of us to bring in real change. Lastly, I want to thank a number of people who made all of this possible. From Tokra, Cliona Sharkey and Selena Donnelly, Niamh Garvey and their entire team who have worked so incredibly hard, giving up so much of their time and expertise to see this project through to, and anyone else I've left out. To stop climate chaos, for organising the divestment campaign, and thank you for your activism, all those emails and advocacy which have kept the issue on the agenda. Thank you to all the university students from all across Ireland, especially in Galway University and Trinity College, who helped campaign for divestment and who activated ordinary citizens on the ground to rally behind this. I would also like to thank Jerry Liston of Global Legal Action Network, GLAN, whose expertise in legislative drafting made this project possible. Joel Moorland from the UK assisted us in the more financial and technical aspects of the bill, and I would like to thank him for that. And I would like to thank the Minister and all the staff as well for their support and work on this bill. And lastly, I'd like to thank all the TDs who have supported me and the Independence for Change and other political parties. And finally, and I think that's most importantly, I'd like to thank Jodie Neary, my own staff member, who has done most of the work on this. And I just stand up here and make the speeches, which is a nice handy part of it. And Jodie has done all the hard work, so thanks very much. And thanks
thank
to everybody
much,
for all
Deputy
the support.
Thank well, you. It falls to us now to decide, is Amendment number 1, in the name of Deputy Pringle, agreed? The amendment is agreed. Must ask you then, Minister, when is it proposed to take fifth stage?
Now.
We'll take it now. Is that agreed?
Agreed.
Is it agreed that the bill do now pass?
Agreed.
The bill has now passed. Can I join with the tributes that have been paid to everyone who's been involved in this initiative? It is groundbreaking legislation. And particularly to yourself, Deputy Pringle. You've had a lot of praise deservedly heaped upon you, to the point that I think it's only deceased members that we normally hear such praise for, but well done.